Welcome to the Beginner's Guide to Auditioning for Commercial Voiceover. Let's get started on section one, identifying your product or service and your target market. Identifying the product, service, and audience of the commercial spot or script is the first step you should take to determine a tone that will have the greatest impact to your auditions. Your tone of voice is the way you tell your audience and those individuals within the audience how you feel about the product or service. More importantly, it will influence how consumers will feel about the brand or service after the commercial is finished. Just to clarify, the tone of your voice is determined by the pitch, quality, and strength of your voice. So once your tone is in place, we can start working on your performance. Think of your tone as the foundation or core of your performance. How you want your audience or listener to feel as you're delivering the copy should be the central question you ask yourself every time you deliver a performance. And that begins with your tone. Understanding what your product or service is and who the commercial is trying to target is one way to do this. For example, think of a doctor giving bad news to a patient versus a car salesman trying to sell a car to a customer. The tone in their voices will be significantly different. Their message is different, of course, but their intention and how they want that person to feel is very different. Think about it. You actually do it all the time, in every situation and every scenario throughout your day when communicating with another person. From an early age, we understand the tone of our voice says much more about what we're saying than the words we're actually using. Let's look at the script together. Above natural dog food. Our product is obvious. Above natural dog food. Sounds delicious, right? The title says it's natural, and we can also assume it's probably healthy. Now, the big question, who is our audience? Who is this product and commercial spot targeting? Dog owners? Yes. However, the dog-owning audience is pretty large. Maybe the question should be, what kind of dog owner? After reading the script a few times, it becomes clear that this spot is targeting an audience that doesn't buy or will not be satisfied with any ordinary food for their dog. It's also safe to say that they're targeting a potential audience of dog owners who would consider changing brands based on the benefits of this new brand. By the way, the target market is not your target audience. The target market is who the product or service is intended for. The target audience, on the other hand, is the specific group of people within the target market that the spot is trying to reach. So, are you a dog owner? Great. Do you buy specially formulated food for your dog? Yes? No? Do you care about the quality of food your dog eats? Maybe? Are you perhaps in this audience? The reason I ask is being able to relate to a product or service gives you, the voiceover, an advantage in so many ways. And by the way, the voice actor that is ultimately booked or hired for a project always sounds like a member of the targeted audience. That's no accident. Now, choose a tone that will allow you to relate to this specific group. To help, let's take it one step further and think of an individual in this audience. Maybe it's a friend, a family member, or a neighbor. Someone you know that will go above and beyond your average dog owner in selecting their dog's food. Let's deliver your first read to that person you identified and hit pause while you deliver your first take. Remember, this exercise is only about identifying the product or service of the commercial spot and the audience it's trying to target in order to determine what tone is appropriate. Appropriate for your audience and that targeted individual you just identified. Simply read through the copy, focusing on your tone. Okay, go for it. How do you think you did? I'm confident that most people can find the right vocal tone by identifying the target audience. Use your instincts. Instincts will actually have a bigger role in your performance than you know. Try and empathize with your listener. Put yourself in their shoes. Try and relate. I'll actually go into much more detail on relating to your audience in section 8. As a reminder, you may be in this target audience. Reading a script for a product you would actually use can feel effortless. A personal connection to a brand is a shortcut to engagement. Think about how you want your audience or listener to feel as you're delivering the copy. Again, this should be your central question you ask yourself every time you deliver a performance. Initially, I asked you to choose or create an appropriate tone. Now, choose and create different tones throughout the script depending on what is being said and what you want your listener to feel like in that specific moment. Professional performances should express a range of tones. Let's break down the spot together so I can help you identify and inspire tonal choices. The first line, with above natural dog food, you know exactly what your dog is eating. I think this line can be read in a friendly and confident tone. It can also be informative, smart, professional, upbeat, trustworthy. The choice is absolutely yours to make. However, be sure and choose a tone that will help you connect with this specific audience. This product is suggesting their recipe only contains healthy ingredients that a dog owner would recognize and appreciate. The next line can be met with a similar tone if you like. Healthy ingredients, such as organic chicken or pasture-raised lamb, plus vitamins and minerals to supplement their active lifestyle. This line is listing some ingredients, as well as suggesting this product will complement, if not directly impact, your dog's health for the better. The next line, above natural dog food doesn't contain any fillers, just wholesome and natural ingredients for nutrition you can depend on and flavor your dog will love. Certainly, you can continue to use the same tone. A friendly and confident tone just feels right. However, in this line, the product is now suggesting the recipe is not only healthy, but your dog will love it. Love it? How will you interpret this idea? The script is now associating the product with the dog's emotional state. It sounds a little silly, but this is how commercials work. Companies know that people buy with emotion. If this dog food promises to not only nurture the dog and guarantees they'll love it, wouldn't that responsible owner at least be curious? As the voiceover, I would suggest adjusting your tone in order to convey the emotional connection the script is attempting to make. Add some warmth, some comfort, and maybe some reassurance to your tone. Finally, the script asks, does your food go above? Discover our entire line of products at above.com. This final question asks your listener to examine the food they currently use. Does it compare? Does above natural dog food sound like a superior product? Do they want a healthy and happy dog? Funny how a simple dog food commercial has the potential power to make your average person pause and consider all of these questions. I use the phrase potential power because the responsibility rests with you, the voiceover, to influence all of these thoughts and emotions in your listener. Your listener doesn't automatically feel things just because it's written on the page. You have to inspire those feelings in them. And lucky for the audience, the script also includes where to find Above's entire line of products. By the way, this line is called the call to action, and I'll get into more detail and explain what this term means in section 3. Read the script as many times as you wish. You can also listen to the professional reference track whenever you want. Each VO actor was handpicked by me and will help you to hear a particular quality found in most VO performances and be a valuable reference to measure your own improvement and growth. Each section will incorporate a different professional voiceover actor delivering the same script as you. No other course offers this kind of instruction, and I'm confident it will help each one of you achieve a professional delivery even quicker. As a reminder, each section of this series will build on each other, so please listen in order. Does your performance sound professional yet? Probably not. As a reminder, this exercise and this lesson is only about identifying the product or service of the commercial spot and the audience it's trying to target in order to determine what tone will be appropriate. Again, your tone will be the foundation or the core of your performance. What you'll come to realize in voiceover, and we'll cover this more in section 4, The decisions and choices you make in your performance will come down to your own individual interpretation. Any experienced voice actor will tell you that unless you have the skills, the confidence, and the courage to deliver meaningful performances, you might as well give up. This series will feel like a bolt of lightning to many and radically change a lot of long-held assumptions people have about commercial voiceover. Contrary to what many believe, even within the voiceover community, there's a lot of freedom to be creative and exert your own ideas and personality in every voiceover audition and performance you give. I can't emphasize this enough. This 10-part series is truly a first of its kind, and each section covers an important subject filled with invaluable information you can reference over and over throughout your career. We kicked it off with section 1 by identifying the product or service and the audience the spot is trying to target so we can determine an appropriate tone. In section 2, we'll learn to identify formulas often used in ad copy and how to use those formulas to create better performances. In section 3, we'll learn what copy points are and what the call to action is and how to identify them in your script and, of course, use them to create memorable performances. Section 4 will be about interpreting script direction and how to maintain the client's vision without undermining your performance. Section 5 is about the importance of having a point of view and how to apply it to your performance. In section 6, we'll learn about the importance of using a vocal pitch and pacing technique when performing. In section 7, we'll learn how to have a conversational performance. Section 8 will be about why and how to be relatable in your performances. In section 9, we'll learn how to violate the listener's expectations. And finally, in section 10, we'll learn how to deliver spontaneous performances and find out what the difference is between enthusiasm and energy in a voiceover performance. Yes, my course is tailored for every aspiring voice actor, but I guarantee it can benefit and be a valuable resource for experienced voice actors as well. The philosophy and perspective I share is unlike anything else you will find. Transform into the voiceover artist you've always aspired to be. Become the talent that casting directors are eager to welcome and the talent that clients can't resist hiring time and time again. So feel free to listen through section 1 as many times as you like, or move on to section 2 if you feel like you're ready to take on the next subject, identifying common formulas in ad copy. For those of you who haven't yet purchased the series and are interested but have some questions, feel free to contact me at info@ericsanchezvoiceover.com, spelled E-R-I-K.